there. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
This is a very special episode of Tip Tap Tip, brought to you guys by the color black. A color which played very prominently in my life yesterday.
It was awful.
I'll explain later. This episode we got perhaps the world's greatest Eurovision video ever. We have the story we didn't talk about last week about the kid in the car. We promised this week, and we're going to kind of... we might play a few games. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I feel kind of useless, Rochelle.
That's because you are.
I am kind of useless. As mentioned just about a moment ago, this episode is brought to you by the color black. Very important color. It seemed to be like a theme throughout all of yesterday in my life. It was just, it started out good, and then it just got completely, completely bad. And that explains the reason why I do not have a printed outline in front of me. And also why this episode's going to be a little bit light on the printed stories and stuff. Let me explain what happened. So, for some reason...
Can I explain what happened?
Oh, yeah. Okay, please.
Okay, so Eric, because he thinks that he is so utterly intelligent and brilliant, decides to replace the ink in our printer.
It's the toner.
The toner in it, whatever. It's black. Mm-hmm. To me, if it's black, it's ink.
Sure, sure.
Okay, okay. Just let me do it. Okay. Stop interrupting. So I come into the room, and there's a whole bunch of black powder pile spilt on the floor. And he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like watching a YouTube video trying to replace the ink in the printer or something, and you like went out of your way to order this ink in bottles to save money or something, right? That's what you thought.
Let me fill in the gaps here. So,
okay, I will let you fill in the gaps.
Okay, so I have a laser printer. I have one cartridge and I have two canisters full of toner. When I had purchased this printer used after the first Tip Tap Tip laser printer died. Guy said, oh yeah, it's super easy just to put the tone, like take this bottle of toner and put it in the cartridge. I'm like, okay, no problem. Right. He made it sound very easy at the time. So for some reason, yesterday I got in my head, I'll do this. This is a perfect time to do this. So I queue up this video, YouTube video, showing me.
You're just saying everything that I just said.
Okay. And then I made it.
You don't think that I say it good enough? Is that why you have to like repeat the whole story?
I fucked up. Basically, I made a mess, and it.
Well, you didn't. Obviously, you just like did not watch the proper video or something. And for one thing, like if you're ever going to use something that is a color or a powdered substance that is color and that can color things.
Yeah.
You know what? Do it above the sink. Do it above the sink. But no, you don't decide to do it above the sink. You decide to do it above your dresser drawer in the bedroom, in the room, whatever, this room, whatever, or shit doing room. And then instead of like sweeping up the powder, brilliant Eric goes you are so like, I saw all this shit happening and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to step back because this is kind of entertaining. And I know if I say something, you're going to lose your shit on me. But it's like you don't have like there's like that part of your brain that's like common sense of how to do something, and that part's missing in your brain. It's like Now I'm venting.
No, it's
because
fine.
I come into the room and
it's a fucking mess.
And it is such a mess, Eric. The whole floor has now turned black because he's mopped it. He's fucking mopped powdered ink. Yeah, that's brilliant. Just add water to a concentrated substance. What the hell were you thinking? Then you get all this fucking ink in the mop bucket. Then you get it on the mop. Then you put it, you fucking pour the ink into the bathtub without even removing the rubber mat that we have in there. So then that gets full of black ink. The whole bathtub gets full of black ink. Did you think maybe you should pour it into the stainless steel sink in the kitchen where the ink would not stain a white bathtub?
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't think about that. No, don't fucking think about anything. And then I go to the bathroom and there's all this fucking ink everywhere. And he's like, I cleaned the bathtub, don't worry. And I lift up the bath mat and guess what's underneath there? Black fucking ink. Like, of course. Oh my goodness. I just wanted to kick you out of the house. And then you go into the kitchen and you start dyeing your pants black.
No, I did that in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. So you did that in the morning and I come into the kitchen and you're like, you're talking to me and you're like, wow, this new package of dye is really potent compared to the old package of dye. Like it's working so much better. And you're talking to me. And as you're saying this, you're dripping water that is black water. It's dripping from your hands onto the floor and you're telling me how it's so much more potent. And I'm like, you're dripping. He's like, leave me alone. There you go. That's my rant.
Yeah. Tip, tap, tip. Episode.
So basically next week, what am I doing? Clean up black fucking shit that Eric spilled.
Hey, it's much better than it was yesterday, right?
I keep finding it. I just found a whole bunch of black drips on the cupboard. Gosh. I found a whole bunch of black drips on the toilet.
Whoops.
I'm probably going to have to remop this floor because knowing you, there's probably... You probably just shoved it all underneath the dresser and you didn't even move the dresser probably.
I did move it a little bit.
Oh, a little bit.
This is maybe.
Did you actually put soap in the water when you mopped it?
Yeah, I put that Mr. Clean stuff, whatever it is, that, whatchamacallit, that floor cleaning stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that yellow bottle of.
Wow, you thought about that.
That's one thing I thought
about.
I'll
give you credit on that part.
But man, yeah. So lesson is don't ever do that again. This is also the reason why. No,
that's not the lesson. Okay. The lesson is when you are doing projects that have substances such as that dye or spill or whatever.
Do it outside.
Do it outside or do it in the garage or do it above a sink. Keep it contained. One area. One spot. Not all over the whole house.
Whoops. Well.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
So, anything else you want to add to that, Rochelle?
Nope.
We're good?
That's what happened. That's why you had a black Saturday.
Yeah, that was... Well, the good thing is, my pants, which are re-dyed black, actually looked pretty good, all things considered. Just the rest of the day was kind of fucked up. So, they look pretty good?
Yeah, they do.
So... Maybe I should have just rolled around on the floor in those black pants and that would have helped out a bit.
Yeah, no doubt.
I wasn't thinking. Maybe
so what are you going to do with the rest of this toner that you bought that you're not going to use now? Like the whole printer is fucked now because you did that?
Oh, because it's, I don't know. Like it's, I put the cartridge back in. It gives me the red light because it's just, because I took the thing apart and honestly, and I put it back together, and I'm certain I put it back together right, but then there's powder all over this cartridge, or probably on parts which should never be exposed to this powder shit. And it's all inside the printer, and I'm like, you know what, maybe...
Oh, you really fucked it up.
Maybe when it's nicer out, I will take that thing out to the garage and just, vacuum it out or something.
No, do not use our vacuum for things like that.
Okay, then I'll just throw it in the garbage then.
Our vacuum is way too nice to suck up toxic substances. Yeah.
Okay. Then what do you want me to do with it?
Blow in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then I'll
get one of those like computer like air things that you use to clean keyboards.
Yeah, but then it just blows it. It doesn't suck it. It just blows it all over the fucking place.
Blows it out.
Into my face.
Do you, how much did you pay for this printer?
I think $40, everything. I'm willing to just let it go.
Okay, good. Just let it go.
Because we have this other printer, which
just put it in the garage upside down, and eventually gravity will get that other shit out, and then it will be fine.
Worst case scenarios, the squirrels will have a new home. They live in there. They build a nest.
No, squirrels don't live in there. Mice live in there.
Whatever. Somebody lives in there.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be going out very soon. In fact, but
along with the microwave that you burned.
How did I do that again?
You put something in there that was like aluminum foil or something that was flammable.
Yeah, probably. I remember that was. Oh yeah, I remember it was a. I know exactly what this was. It was a.
And you're the one who's like.
It was a microwavable sausage roll, and I had like that. I just opened up the one end, and then I put it on for 2 minutes, and then I'm like, and then all of a sudden the house starts getting smoky. I'm like, oh fuck! Apparently, you're supposed to take it completely out of the wrapper. Who knew?
Well, the instructions probably told you.
I think I put it on.
I don't think you opened the package. I don't think you opened it at all.
Long story short, the microwave was on fire. It's now in the garage. And we got a new microwave. There you go. See?
Yeah.
Things have a way of working out in the end, right? Right? You got to look at the bright side.
Yeah.
So
I'm just gonna like, you know, I'm just happy when you're just on the computer and you're not like fucking shit up. Just stay in this spot.
Okay? Just stay in this spot.
Don't move.
And get the tools out of your hand.
Don't ever try to do anything.
Well, you do pretty good on your own. You were able to hang up all that stuff. And, you know, like knowing me, if I was to hang up that knick-knack shelf in the other
room. It's like a wooden shelf. Yeah.
I would have fucked that up somehow.
I know. Why do you think ask you to do
that? Glued it or something like that. I'm like, it looks fine, Rochelle. What's wrong with it?
Yep.
No. So, that being said, we're a bit light on Craigslist stuff, which is probably good because we've been beating that for a little bit. But
beat it.
I have a treat for you, Rochelle. This is something which I've been teasing Rochelle all weekend with. It is...
And it's not your cock.
No.
You're like, oh, do you want me to show you this now? Do you want me to show it to you later? Are you sure? Are you sure? And I'm like, no, just leave it for the show. Leave it for the show. So let's fucking do this. I want to see the Poland video and crap my pants, probably. Okay,
this is Poland's video, Donatan.
For Eurovision.
Donatan and Cleo, a song called Slavic Girls, which I downloaded in high resolution because it deserves all.
Ooh, and it deserves a full screen as well.
You'll understand very quickly.
Okay.
Jeżeli masz problemy z poczuciem humoru i dystansem do świata,
there's just a little part of the beginning, so.
Mówiąc, starczy, nie oglądaj
tego. Just think it's part of the video.
W innym wypadku, przed włączeniem klipu, zapoznaj się z pojęciem słowa ironia i skontaktuj się z lekarzem lub farmaceutą, gdyż teledysk niewłaściwie zrozumiany może zagrażać twojemu życiu i zdrowiu.
Just wait.
Okay, I see bread, a knife, potatoes, watch, cell phone, some necklace that says Donatan.
It's one of the guys.
Waking up in bed next to a lady. Oh wait, three ladies.
So
what's going on. It's just, this is why Eric likes it. It's made like a whole bunch of cleavage shots, and the girls are, I don't know, pushing dough or something. So they're pushing
churning
up
butter.
And, okay, churning butter, which basically is pushing up and down a stick, and then it's a boob shot, boob shot, boob shot. That's why this is your favorite.
It's my new favorite song, Michelle. So that was Poland's entry by Donatan and Cleo, a song called Slava Girls, which we just watched in high definition.
Because Eric wanted to see numerous cleavage shots, boob shots, sweaty tit shots.
That video was probably the best video I've ever seen in Eurovision history ever. Hands down. What do you think about this, Rochelle?
I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
Yeah.
You don't think it's offensive and totally sexist?
No, I think it's funny. Like, the way they did it is kind of funny.
They were making bread or making some sort of thing the whole video, but they're just doing it.
Bread.
Or whatever they held.
Yeah, that was bread.
Okay, maybe they weren't churning better. Or I don't know what they were doing, but they're just lots of cleavage. If there's an award for cleavage, Poland gets it. For sure. I'm going to post that video on our Facebook page because I think it's something that the world deserves to see, and you can check that out.
Yes.
We have no mail. We have no viewer things. We have no love in the world.
We have no friends.
We have no friends.
Maybe when we put this up on their Facebook page, people will like us.
They better. Because
we're bringing the world cleavage. Okay, Polish ladies are very attractive.
In this video, they are smoking.
Yeah, they're smoking hot.
They make household chores look like a very sexy affair. Yeah. And I have to ask Polish people of the world, is that really how you do all?
No, that is, Eric, come on, it's a video.
Like, okay, I'm totally upset now.
Oh, you just wanted to imagine that's how Polish ladies do their
apparently
their chores.
If that's the way it is,
and all the traditional clothing is just made to show cleavage and tits, right?
I was hoping that's the way it really is, but apparently, Rochelle says it's not really like that. So,
well, I'm skeptical that it would be like that. Okay, I want to watch another Eurovision video. Apparently, you said we have tons of Eurovision stuff.
And because we have no printer, we're going to be getting through these. So there you go. This is one we didn't talk about last time. Latvia's entry, a group or person named Arz.
Where's Latvia? Is that by Poland?
I hope so.
Probably.
And keeping along the theme of baked goods, this is a song called Cake to Bake by Arzen Meneki. I don't think there's much cleavage, though. Mm-hmm.
melted the ice of the polar caps on the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Solved the case for the genius from Baker Street, helped to clean the Central Park. I created the plan for the Chinese Wall, went to desert, made it rain. Swam through a shark tank, bloodily found Atlantis, by the way. But today, I've got a cake to bake and got no clue at all.
What the fuck?
I've got a cake to bake and haven't done that before. And don't be proud, mate, please don't bother. Go, come on, and ask your mother how to bake, bake that cake.
Okay, you do have to admit the Poland song was way more catchy than this.
I like this. I want to bake a cake.
Oh dear.
Talked to a unicorn the other night. He took me up on a lonely star. And did the moonwalk on the Milky Way. Realized I've gone too far. And so I questioned the law of gravity. Put the apple back up to the apple tree. Ate who knows? I even learned Latvian. I know it's so hard to believe. But today, I've got a cake to bake and got no clue at all.
I'm sorry, Michelle. What the fuck is going on here?
They're having a party. They're jumping up on the stage about how excited they're going to be to make a cake.
Use car!
I like this one. This one's gonna go far. This is totally gonna go far. This is awesome.
I don't know about this song, Rochelle.
Everyone's gonna
it's
love this one.
It's a lame. It's like just.
Stupid. No, Eric. Everyone's gonna love this one. Remember, like the singing grandmas. This is the singing grandmas.
Okay. Well.
And everyone likes Eric. Everyone likes cake.
It's funny because you're speaking about the singing grandmas, and it's like. You take a time machine back in the past, and those singing grandmas were like those Polish women. Think about it.
No, because the singing grandmas were from Russia.
Okay, well, whatever.
Don't be proud, please don't bother. Go, come on, and ask your mother how to bake, bake that cake. Gosh, she.
I like that guy's haircut.
Well, it's if you like weird, songs like, about cakes and baking cakes, and you're
how to bake that cake. I've got a cake to bake, a cake to bake. A goo 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 a goo 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 goo
Speak. Okay. Do you think I could?
I can sing that song, the Polish one. What was it? No.
I like the Polish song.
Okay, but how did it go? Like, how? What were the words?
I don't. Well, it's all in Polish. I don't know Polish. This I know cake and bake. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that I like this fucking song. I like the Polish song better, and it has nothing to do with the boobs.
Cake to bake. And now every time I go and bake a cake, I'm gonna be like, I've got a cake to bake, a bake a cake.
All right, let's break things up a little bit before we get into some more Eurovision videos. This is a story we didn't talk about last week. This is a 10-year-old Norwegian boy who drove his parents' car into a snowy ditch offered an...
Oh, I hate this story.
You didn't like this story?
No.
Okay.
Because he's a 10-year-old boy and he's driving and then he took his 18-month-old...
Sister,
which is the same age as Bo, and he went and drove the car with a baby in it. That's so dangerous. They could have died. It's awful.
Sad. Everything was okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know everything's fine.
He drove more than, 10-year-old Norwegian boy who drove his parents' car into a snowy ditch offered an inventive excuse to police. He was a dwarf who had forgotten his driver's license.
That's pretty clever. Pretty clever.
Something, like, you know, for a kid to think of that on the spot.
He's watching Game of Thrones, that's why.
That's truly true. Yeah. The boy put his 18-month-old sister into the car while his parents were sleeping and set off to visit his grandparents about 60 kilometers away.
Is it appropriate to call somebody a dwarf?
Well, that's his words, not ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're just little people, right?
Well, That's the proper terminology, but if 10-year-olds don't know better, so.
I think that dwarf or midget is actually nicer than saying little people, because by saying little people, you're pointing out that they're little.
You're just explicitly saying it.
Yeah, you're like, huh, little people.
You're an ill person.
Yeah. You're a little fellow, aren't you?
Or pat on the head, pat, pat, pat.
Yeah,
pat.
Like, that's mean.
We're awful people.
No, I'm saying, but that's the new way of saying it, which apparently is better, and I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it, but then again, I am full-eyed, so.
You're a full-eyed?
Full height.
Oh, full height.
And this
You're a big people.
I'm a big old people.
You're a large people.
I'd be fine to being called that.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, because
if you were a little person, would you want to be called a little people?
I would come up with a more clever word. I'd be like, you know,
be like, fuck you, I'm not little. Don't fucking call me little. That's what I would be like.
Just my hands are little. Just little tiny little hands.
Oh, and be like, I'm gonna fucking kick you in the balls.
And then I'd go, you can't reach because you're little.
Okay, fine. I'll punch you.
info@tiptaptip.com. That's your email address. If you want to send us hate mail for being insensitive jerks, please send. We need all the attention we can get. He drove more than 10 kilometers before veering off the road, which is pretty good for a 10-year-old. 10 kilometers. He's found by a snowplow driver who alerted police. He's told the snowplow driver he was a dwarf and that he had forgotten his driver's license at home. Blah, blah, blah. Happy ending. Nobody died.
I used to play car in my parents' garage when I was little. I would clean the car and then I would pretend to drive it. Mm-hmm. But I never, ever had the guts to take it out of the garage to actually drive it. One time I actually turned the car on and the garage door was closed and I was like, yeah. And then my parents came in and they're like, you're not supposed to have the car on. You'll die.
Here's a question which they didn't address in the article we just read. 10 years old. I don't know how tall 10-year-old people are, but if he's claiming to be a dwarf, I'm guessing that he's probably having difficulty reaching the gas pedal or the brake pedal.
Which is why he veered off.
Which is probably why he veered off the road. But how did he even get moving to begin with? That is a mystery. We may never solve this mystery.
He's a smart kid.
Smart enough to steal.
He could probably put toner in ink cartridges too.
Probably way better than me. He'd probably know how to do it outside because that's what
he would.
Yeah, smart people would
probably would think of that.
Not me. Not put it up on top.
I bet you got it in your drawers too. Oh, yeah. It's on your clothing.
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Pretty soon you're gonna be all black because you're gonna like tone yourself black.
Between my dipping my hands and like the
yeah, you were like up to it in your elbows.
Oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? Do you think
you're missing a part of your brain?
You've joked about this in the past, but I'm actually beginning to believe you.
Good, because you know what my secret plan is?
What?
Is to diminish your self-respect.
It's all making sense now. These little things.
So that eventually you won't think that you will be able to do anything at all. You'll be like, I am dumb. Rochelle was right. I don't have the proper brain functions.
And then what's the...
I cannot cope. And then I will be like... Eric, just do this, and I'll be like, take out the garbage, and then you'll be like a robot. It'll like reprogram you.
And speaking of ruining a show
to like
from dumb things,
only do what I tell you to do.
The original plan on the show was play a game.
Wait, ha 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 ha! That's my like evil okay. laugh, my master plan laugh.
It's a good laugh.
I know.
Do it again. That's great. Speaking of ruining the show, something I did again, we played this game once or twice in the past called the Flyer Game, where Rochelle and I go through flyers and pretend that we have an unlimited amount of money. Joke's on us. And we pretend that to buy things for each other.
We flip through the flyers and we say, I want this, I want this. And then we ask each other, can I have this? And Eric will be like, can I have this? It's a package of 100 wires and it's $1,000. And I'll be like, fuck no, no more wires in the house. And then I'll be like, Eric, can I have this? Can I have all these paintbrushes and paint? And Eric will be like, fuck no more shit, no more shit. That's how we play the game.
It's much. It's a fantastic game, but then
yeah.
I thought he was being helpful yesterday morning, and I was cleaning up the recycling, and I just threw everything out. Whoops. Guess we're not playing that game.
I kind of want to keep cardboard and flyers and stuff, because sometimes it just comes in handy. You know, like I was painting that shelf, and I'm like, I need something so that the paint doesn't go on other things. Oh, wait, because I'm smart like that. Didn't want this enamel paint on our floors or on our anything else, and so I covered the surface of the floor with cardboard and plastic and protected the surface.
Yeah, that probably would have been a smart idea, right?
Yeah, you could have used that whole pile of flyers.
Whoops.
Anyway, I didn't actually think about that. But yeah, so that's why I think that we should keep some of the flyers and keep some of the cardboard.
Okay.
Instead of throwing it all out every single time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
In the future. Well, I'm not saying don't go through the recycling right now.
I'm not
bring it back.
I'm not going to be touching toner anytime soon, so don't be worried about that.
Okay, good.
The choice is yours, Rochelle.
Don't touch anything.
We can either play the facts game or we can continue.
More Eurovision. I want to see Malta.
Okay. Never mind. I guess we're doing that. This is Malta.
Can for next show, because we're going to have a printer soon.
But we have a printer. We just need ink.
Okay. Well, we're going to have ink soon. Yeah. Can you please print out a map of Europe so that we can kind of be like, hey, this is where this country is? Because I don't really know where all these countries are. And I'm pretty sure we looked at a map what time in the past for Eurovision?
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. That's all.
This is a song, Malta, Firelight. This song is called Coming Home. It's about coming home from when you were away and going back to Malta.
Why are you trying to explain it?
I'm talking. Oh, Rochelle loves this already.
Why do you say I love it already?
Because it's all acoustic and twiddly-dee and twiddly-dum.
No, I hate acoustic.
The last song was acoustic. It's all bacon cake.
It was about cake baking.
Okay. Feeling this song, Rochelle.
I don't like the guy's voice.
But there's other.
It sounds like he's singing with his nose plugged.
Okay, Rochelle. Yeah.
Gonna take on the journey.
was Malta, a song called Firelight. And
Does it sound like it's kind of country-ish?
I kind of got a Mumford & Sons type vibe to it.
Oh, you say that about everything.
I say that about everything.
Okay, I want to listen to one more.
One more, and then what? And then get into other things?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple choices here. We have Ireland.
Yes, Ireland.
Wait a minute. Canlin featuring Casey Smith, a song called Heartbeat. Or we have Romania, Paula Selling featuring Ovi, who I actually saw about 4 years ago, I think they were in Eurovision. And they're coming back, a song called
Let's
Mirror.
Let's do both. I want to do both.
You want to do both?
Yeah.
Okay, which one first?
Ireland.
Okay. Let's have a listen. This is Ireland. I predict at one point in time there's going to be fiddles or penny whistles. I've not heard this song.
Oh, Highland Dancing. That's Stepping Dancing. And the guys are going to flip.
It's like some sort of homosexual river dance.
It's not homosexual, Eric. That's just river dancing.
The ground may be caving in, and so don't disappoint me. I want some, like, fiddles and stuff.
There's fiddles right there. There's that girl fiddling.
Like, whistles and stuff.
And there's only one of the Irish dancer guys is gay.
Featuring Casey Smith.
Kind of disappointed.
I know, because the Poland song, that is a hard act to follow.
No, not because of the Poland song. Because of Jedward, right? Jedward was doing so many awesome, fun pop songs. And then...
Did you know about Jedward? That they...
They did a song with Vanilla Ice?
Well, not just that, but they are continuing their music career, but they no longer want to be referred as Jedward. They're, what are their names? Something and Edward something.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Gain popularity and then just fucking change your name so no one knows who the fuck you are. That's so dumb. That's like if like McDonald's was like, oh, we changed our mind. We don't like McDonald's anymore.
What would you change
it
to?
We're going to change it to Happy Burger Fries.
I would go there. Actually, anyways, speaking of
burger. I'm not saying that Jedward is as popular as McDonald's.
Speaking of hamburgers, I do have a story here about Burger King.
I like burgers.
You like Burger King?
Actually, I never really go there. No.
Anyways.
I'm assuming it's something gross, so I'm going to say no.
It's good.
I don't like snot in my burgers.
No snot.
Tonight, customer confusion. The sign on the outside says Burger King, but on the inside, a different story and different burgers. The restaurant has been a longtime staple on the South Side. Customers have been wondering what's going on. And Channel 11's Tamika Artis discovered another company is taking over. And Tamika, there are changes tonight just since you started working on this.
Come on.
Lots of things have changed here over the past couple of hours since we started out on this story. I'm going to step out of view so you can see how the Burger King sign has been removed. Workers came out here and did this about an hour or so ago, but inside, they're still wearing Burger King uniforms. This whole thing has had a lot of customers here on the South Side quite confused, especially when they walked out of this restaurant with food that they say was not what they thought they were paying for.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know that it, you know, anything had changed.
It's not often that
I don't
Antonia
know.
Crosby
I'm just
comes
fucking
to the
eat
Burger
it.
King on Carson Street, but she was expecting to have it her way when she ordered a couple of meals for the kids.
The food was in a brown paper bag. The fries were in a Dixie cup. I'm like, what the heck is this?
What did they say?
They didn't say anything.
She isn't the only one asking questions about the flame broiled burger joint. This all began when people started commenting on a Pittsburgh social media site called Reddit.
I mean, the cup doesn't say Burger King on it.
Customers claim it's been about a week now that the food here tastes different, and they've been getting their burgers and fries handed to them in brown paper bags and generic foil and packaging. So we dropped by to get some answers from management.
On the case.
And were immediately asked to leave by a security guard. Eventually, an assistant manager did explain that they're in the process of transitioning to a new business called Southside Burgers. In fact, it's right here on the receipt. But many customers insist they were never informed, even the drive-through menu looks exactly like the one from Burger King.
Do you think this is deceptive to not tell people that it's no longer Burger King? They've got the sign there. They're wearing the uniform.
Yeah, I didn't know. Actually, I ordered a double Whopper. I asked if they had the Italian thing, and they didn't.
They need to make it known, I guess, that it's not a Burger King.
I contacted the health department. They sent someone over who was told the place is closing its doors tomorrow and will eventually reopen under a new name. By law, I'm told that they would actually have to amend their current permit to do so. We also put a call in to Burger King corporate offices, but so far we're still waiting for a call back. They tell me that they've launched their own investigation. Reporting live here on the South Side, I'm Tamika Artis to Channel 11 News.
That's a great name, Tamika Artis.
Yeah, it is a good name. Last name. First name, Tamik. Last name, Artist.
So that would be weird. Go into a place, it's not what you think.
Yeah, but it's kind of clever on like the owner's part because he's making all this money.
He's making a ton of money. People ordering double Whoppers, double this, double that.
Yeah.
Alright.
But then you get caught.
Whoops.
But he probably isn't gonna have to pay a fine or anything.
He'll like, just what are they close do? The door for like a minute, change the signs to Hamburger King.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll just write the ham and like, you know.
Really, really tiny and write King really big with a crown.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's technically is different. It's funny. This story reminded me of something that I read a couple weeks ago. There's a Starbucks in the Los Angeles area. And then right across the, I think right across the street or right across the corner was another coffee chain which opened up. Under the name of Dumb Starbucks, had almost the exact same logo, almost exact same everything. So you could order the menu, but everything was like a dumb latte, dumb Starbucks latte. Dumb.
They could do that.
Well, they eventually did close after about a week because it did gather a bit of tension because like everything looked exactly the same. Like it's like the Starbucks logo, but then it said Dumb Starbucks.
Nice.
Let's see if I can bring it up here. Quick.
No, it's okay. What was that you just clicked on? Was that a picture of the Polish ladies?
No, that was our last episode.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're just all about tits, hey? Like, everything is all tits now. You got tits on your mind. What's going on? You having, like, a midlife crisis where you're like, I want to be smothered in tits.
What? that what my voice sounds like to you? We're going to save this song till next time because we've already played plenty of Eurovision, and it's
okay.
Why not?
Sure.
So let's wrap this show up, shall we?
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We hope you enjoyed the show, even though we had no outline, but I think it was okay.
I think it was a pretty good show, all things considered.
Yeah.
Just kind of flying by the seat of our things and having fun talking and...
Bum pants.
So, like I mentioned at the top show, this episode has been brought to you by The Color Black.
Oh, you've been watching Sesame Street.
I have.
Yes, exactly. Have. And also by the letter E for Eric and S for stupid.
Yep, pretty much. So
plan,
what was your favorite?
My plan will conquer. I will conquer your mind.
So your favorite song, Cake to Bake?
Cake to Bake, yes, of course.
That song, for sure?
Yeah.
It's so
I like it. I got a cake to bake.
All right. You know what my favorite song is?
Rhymes. You can bounce up and down. Well.
Yep. Anyways, go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to subscribe, listen, or connect with us online. That's it. That's all you get. And I'll try not to make a mess for the next episode and have things printed out.
Show me your muscles.
Brr. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.